Today is the day that we reflect on the very meaning of the resurrected Christ. The risen Christ is the sign in heaven, the sign given everywhere, at all time, of what God's final plan is. He is the first, he is the last. It starts with life, and the promise is that it ends with life. What happened to Jesus is the image and the promise of what is happening to everything, everywhere, and in every moment. That God is transforming and using and resurrecting everything that appears to be dying. And death is this great mystery that struggles with the question, why does this thing called life not last forever? Why does everything without exception pass away? But to those who see and believe, life does not end. It is ours to decide, and our decision is made in freedom, because God respects our freedom. God will never overpower us, will never twist our arms, and will never push us into something so as to take away our freedom. And nowhere is this more true than in what is revealed in the resurrection of Jesus. The gospel assures us that like his birth, the resurrection was physical. It was real. And it was not just something abstract in the minds of his believers. After the resurrection, we are assured that Jesus' tomb was empty and that people could touch him, eat food with him, and that he was not a ghost. That his rising from the dead was not some radical act to silence his critics, nor to leave his skeptics with nothing to say. The fact is, the resurrection was not some spectacular event that exploded in the world as a highlight on the evening news. The fact, the resurrection had the same impact as the incarnation itself. That is, after he rose from the dead, Jesus was seen by some, but not by others. Understood by some, but not by others. Some got his meaning, and it changed their lives forever. Others were indifferent to him, and still others understood what had happened, but hardened their hearts against it and tried to destroy its truth. But notice how this parallels almost perfectly what happened at the birth of Jesus. The infant Jesus was real. He was seen by some, but not by others. And the event was understood by some, but not by others. Some got its meaning and it changed their lives. Others were indifferent and their lives went on as before, while still others, like Herod, sensed its meaning but hardened their hearts and tried to destroy the child. So why the difference? What makes some see the resurrection while others do not? What lets some understand the mystery and embrace it while others are left in indifference and hatred? Hugo of St. Victor used to say that love is the eye. When we look at anything through the eyes of love, we see correctly, understand correctly, and we properly apprehend the mystery. The reverse is also true. When we look at anything through the eyes that are cynical, jealous, or bitter, we will not see correctly, will not understand, and will not properly appropriate its mystery. And we see this in the Gospel of John and how he describes the events of Sunday morning. Jesus has risen, but first of all, only to the person who is driven by love, Mary Magdala. She is the one that goes out in search of him, while the others remain as they are, locked inside their own world. But love always seeks out its beloved, and Mary Magdala goes out, spices in hand, wanting at least to embalm his dead body. She finds his grave empty and runs back to Peter and the beloved disciple and tells them that the tomb is empty. The two race off together toward the tomb. But the disciple whom Jesus loved outruns Peter and gets to the tomb first. But he doesn't enter. He waits for Peter because Peter has the authority to go in first. Peter enters the empty tomb and sees the linens that had covered his body, but does not understand. But then the beloved disciple, the one who loves, enters the tomb. And he sees, and he understands. Because love apprehends the mystery. Love is the eye. It is love that lets us see and understand the resurrection. That is why after the resurrection, some saw Jesus, but others did not. Some understood the resurrection, while others did not. Those with the eyes of love saw and understood. Those without the eyes of love either didn't see anything or were blind in their understanding of what they saw. There are many ways, my friends, to be blind in our understanding of things. I remember many years ago, I actually went into work on an Easter Sunday to finish what I believed was important. Easter Sunday was late that year, and it was a spectacularly beautiful spring day. But on that particular day, I was blind to what surrounded me. I remember the stress. I remember the guilt of leaving my family on Easter Sunday. And on that day, I didn't much like myself. Those were the circumstances that colored everything I was seeing and feeling. But it was Easter Sunday in spring, and the sun was high. But for what I was seeing, it might as well have been midnight on Good Friday in the dead of winter. Depressed and nursing a heavy heart, I took a walk to calm my restlessness. And at the entrance of a park, I saw a blind beggar holding a sign that read this. It read, "It's spring, and I am blind." That irony was not lost on me. I was the one blind that day. In fact, more blind than the beggar, seeing neither spring nor the resurrection. What I was seeing were only those things that reflected what was going on inside my heart, that I couldn't see beyond myself. My prayer for you this Easter Sunday is that we all see with eyes of love. I pray we clear our eyes and lift our hearts and stop to breathe the beauty of the trees in their bloom of glory. If you but notice the spring, notice its beauty, you will notice the resurrection. Because the miraculous never forces itself upon us. It is there, hidden in plain sight, waiting to be seen. And whether we see it or not will depend mainly upon what is going on in our hearts.